Welcome to God's Tabernacle Christian Family Church Where God Dwells podcast. Best believe that you'll be receiving the Word of God from our senior pastors, Drs. David and Louisa Muluzi. The Word of God says, faith comes by hearing and hearing through the Word of God. Keep it locked and stay blessed.
As we receive your Word tonight, that you minister unto us by your Spirit, I make it known to your children that I'm not trusting on my own human intellect, but I'm believing on you, Spirit of God, that you will speak through me and that you will minister to all of us in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you that I promise to give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor for all that you will do and accomplish through your word tonight in Jesus' name. And everybody say,
amen.
Amen. Shake a hand of somebody next to you as you sit down. Tell them, I am the highly favored of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Today, that I'm starting a brand new series, and the title of this series is The Faith of Abraham.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This morning we started a brand new series. And it was on how to be led by the Spirit, by the Holy Spirit. How to be led by the Holy Spirit. And so tonight we are also starting a brand new series. And the series is The Faith of Abraham. Hallelujah. Let's turn our Bibles to Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4, and we'll start reading from verse 1. I'm telling you that you're going to gain so much here. The two important things that a Christian should always have and that are important to have, number one, it's faith. Amen. You know, number two, it's the leading of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So these two series, how to be led by the Holy Spirit, and also faith in the evening are important for every Christian.
Amen.
Obviously, it's not all that we need to know about Christianity, but these are important. Amen?
Amen.
And so, the faith of Abraham. The Bible says that Abraham is the father of faith. It's our father of faith. And so it's important that we look at Abraham and we begin to understand some things that will help us as his children, as God's children. Now, verse 1. What then shall we say was gained by Abraham, our forefather, according to the flesh? Now, who wrote the book of Romans? Paul, right? Paul wrote the book of Romans. And what nationality was Paul? Eh? He was a Hebrew, eh? So he was a Jew, right? Yeah. And a Hebrew, a Jew. And it says that, now, Abraham is the father of the Jews. Right?
Amen.
The Jews says the Jews say their father is Abraham. Are you with me?
Yes.
So now Paul is writing that to the Christians that were in Rome at the time. And a lot of them were Jews. And so he says here, what then shall we say was gained by Abraham, our forefather, according to the flesh? Now, according to the flesh, meaning that according to the genealogy, who gave birth to who is the father of who, and so forth. So he says, when we trace our forefathers, we can trace them back to, according to the flesh, back to Abraham. So he says, what shall we say then about our forefather in the flesh, according to the flesh? He says, for if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. Amen? So he says, what made Abraham to be justified? Justified meaning to be declared right. When God says, you know, you are right before me, meaning all is well between me and you. What made Abraham to be right before God? Is there somebody playing music or something? Can we please ushers help? And thank you so much. Really appreciate that. So, for if Abraham was justified by works, he says, if what made Abraham to be acceptable to God was because of the works that he did, then he has something to boast about. In other words, he has the right to say, hey, look at me. You know, I have done this. That is why God has accepted me. Are you with me? He has the right to say that. But he says, but he can't say that. He can't boast to God and say, God, I know that you have accepted me because I have done this and that. No, he says, but not before God. He can't do that to God. Verse 3. You know, for what does the scripture say? Abraham did what? Believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness. So what made Abraham righteous before God? It's by believing in God. Can you say this with me? What makes me right with God? It's when I believe God. When I believe God, it makes me righteous before God. Hallelujah. And so, that's what makes us right before God. You want to say something? Thank you. Yeah. So, that's what makes us right before God. You know, when we believe God, so believing God meaning that, you know, God, I believe in you. I don't believe in myself. You know, God, I give myself to you. I lay my life down before you that you be my Savior. I trust you, God. You know, I believe in you, God. Now, that is what makes us righteous before God. Now, some people say that, Pastor, if only I can stop smoking, stop drinking, you know, stop doing this and that, then I will come to church. No, God wants you as you are. We don't go to the ocean or to the river and take a knife and then see, oh, that's the fish that I want. And then while the fish is out there, take a knife and scrap it and clean it so that when it comes out of water, it's clean. Do we do that? No, we don't do that. But what do? We catch it as it is. Have you been around a live fish? You know, have you experienced a smell of, hey, it's not okay. Yeah. And even a dead one, after you have eaten, you know, now just imagine when it's alive. Now, also with God, God does not look you swimming in the sins, swimming in the world and say that one, let me, Let him stop smoking first. Let him stop drinking first. Let him stop doing this. Then I will get him saved. No, it's not like that. But we come to God as dirty as we are. And when we come to God, we give our lives. God says, you see, God has a lot of faith. I must say. Just think about it. God has a lot of faith. Eh? All of it. Eh? Just think about your stinking, you know, you're swimming in your dirty sins and so forth. And then you just say, God, I believe in you. I accept you as my personal savior. God does not say, prove yourself first. Eh? Yeah. Just like some people that will say, hey, utanyala nonga so nyala mpengwana pele. Prove yourself, or, you know, you can be a wife. You see, thank God that God is not like that. God accepts you as you are. Let me tell you, while I'm still in this, tell me, ladies, if somebody says, you know, prove yourself first, you know, you just make a U-turn right there. You run far. You realize, oh, this person is not a real person. You run far, far away and fast, you know, away from that person. Are you with me? Yeah, because if I love you, whether there is a child or not, that's, I love you. I'm not marrying a child. I'm marrying a person. I love you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And so, what happened? The Bible says that, now just think about it. We come to God as dirty as we are. And we say, God, I give you my life. And then now God takes his righteousness. Just remember, his righteousness. Can you imagine coming out of debt, out of all with all the mud you have been swimming in the mud, and then God takes a white garment, and then he says, you know, I impute on you, I make you righteous. It's not because you have first gone and showered and come back, and then God says, now you're ready, I can put my white garment on you. No, as dirty as you are. Yeah. And then God put his garment on us. Yeah. And after putting his garment on us, he now begins to work with us. Amen. Let's shower. While you're putting on a garment, see all the dirt, the mud, and everything, God works with you by removing them. Let me tell you, all of us are a work in progress. Amen. Yeah, all of us. Yeah. It does not matter how long I've been serving God. Let me tell you, God is still working in my life. Amen. And so we need to be gracious to people. Amen. You know, when we see people, let's believe that God has put his garment of righteousness upon them and that God is still working in their lives. And be praying and helping them, you know, to walk. Let's not write off people. Amen. Amen? God is still working in all of our lives. Yeah. And so, here, the Bible says that, go back to verse 2. Yeah, this is very much important. We are talking about faith, but this is very much. It says, if Abram was justified by works, he has something to boast about. In other words, if God has his garment of righteousness, a white garment of righteousness, and then God says to Abram, do the work first. In other words, you know what? Go to the shower, you know, clean yourself, be, and then when you have done that, then I look at you, I inspect you, oh, you're perfect. Then I can put a garment of righteousness upon you. It says, then Abram can boast and say, you see, I showered. I put on a good cologne. Is it cologne? Cologne. Yeah. You know, I put on a good cologne. You know, And then I'm smelling nice. I put on a roll on. You know, you see, because I've done this, you know, now that's why I have this garment of righteousness. And I go to my neighbor, look at me. You see, naki adi khona mona. Yeah, naki thabila. I say, we're not wise now. Naki better off. So I have something to boast about because I've done something. But if I come as dirty as I am, God overlooks my dirt and he says, your garment, my garment of righteousness, put it on me. I cannot boast and say, I have this garment because I've done this. I've done nothing. All that I did was to come to God, was to believe in God. Do you see how important faith is? Yeah. Huh? Yeah. And so, verse 3 says, for what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness. He was put, God put on him a garment of righteousness because he believed God. Yeah. Let's continue reading. Now, to the one who works. The person who works first, before he can get, he says his wages are not counted as a gift, but it's his due. Because he has worked, wages are given to him. Do you thank your employer at the end of the month? Say, thank you, Isaac, thank you for this envelope. Thank you, I saw you deposited. No, do you do that? You don't do that. It's your due. Because you have worked. Let's continue reading. And to the one who does not work, but trust him, who justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted as righteousness. Yeah. The one who has nothing to say, waiting like a skono, waiting like a writer, akiruhake batu, akinwe, akitsubi, you know, akilukile fella, you know, and so forth. The one, you know, who does not say, you know, all of this, but God comes to him and say, you know, even as dirty as you are, why is it only a filthy, only all of this, only fella matlakala, you know, because fella kaukabakala, why is you're trusting in me, you are believing in me, you know, I am imputing righteousness, that righteousness comes because of his faith. Because of your faith. Because you choose to believe God. Now, if God, you see, righteousness is what gets us to heaven. If we don't have righteousness, we won't get to heaven. Are you with me? So now, if righteousness is what gets us to heaven, if righteousness is that important, and we can get as important as righteousness is, we get it by faith, then what else is there that faith cannot get you? Eh? Yeah. What else is there? If what makes you to go to heaven, it's your faith, then what about the things just to survive here on earth? Won't faith get them? It will. And we're talking about the faith of Abraham. It was counted to him for righteousness because of his faith. And he's our father, father of faith. And verse 6. Just as David also speaks of the blessing of the one to whom God counts righteousness apart from works. David, now many years after Abraham has lived, David says, he talks about the person who counts, you know, God counts righteousness upon a person apart from works, irrespective of what you did. Listen to what he says, verse 7. You see, verse 6 column, right? You know, so he said, verse 6, end of verse 6, what is that? Semicolon, right? It's a column. Yes, it's a column. So meaning that this is what David was saying. He's quoting David. You see, the statement says, verse 6, it says that just as David also speaks. In other words, David is also adding to what Abraham did and said. And what happened to Abraham? He says, David also speaks of the blessing of the one to whom God counts righteousness apart from works. Then puts a colon right there. And verse 7, now we have open bracket, meaning that from the open bracket until the end of the whatever God has been, you know, until we find another or close brackets. In other words, this is how David confirms that God puts righteousness by faith apart from works. Now, let's look at that. He says, it starts, blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven. Not because they have come, they have washed. No, God just forgave their lawless deeds. And it says, whose sins are covered. Right? Semicolon, in other words, it's still continuing. Verse 8. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord will not count his sin. Close bracket. So he's saying here that the person who's blessed, it's a person that God already has forgiven him. He has given him righteousness. It's not because the person has done something. No, it is God who did something. Let me tell you, when we accepted Jesus Christ and we got saved, it's by the grace of God. God did a work for us. So we cannot boast that, oh, now I'm a Christian. No, it's God who did a work in our lives. Let's continue reading. Verse 9. Is this blessing then only for the circumcised? In other words, here, Apostle Paul is saying that, by the way, when God puts righteousness on Abraham, it was before Abraham was circumcised. I'll explain it further as we continue. So he says, is this only for the circumcised? Now, when he says it's only for the circumcised, he says, is it only for the Jews? That's what he says. In a nutshell, he's saying, yeah, is this going to heaven only for the Jews? So he says, or also for the uncircumcised. Is it also for the Gentiles? Can the Gentiles also go to heaven? We say that faith was counted to Abraham as righteousness. So he's stressing here. He says, if the condition of Abraham receiving righteousness was faith, then that condition still stands. It's not circumcision. It is faith. Are you with me? Amen. Yeah. Let's continue reading. How then was it counted to him? How then was this righteousness counted to him? Was it before or after he has been circumcised? It was not after, but before he was circumcised. Is before he was circumcised. So in other words, circumcision does not add righteousness. You know, that you become righteous before God. Verse 11. He received the sign of circumcision. He says circumcision is a sign. It's a sign. As a seal of the righteousness that he had by faith while he was still uncircumcised. He says circumcision is just a sign. It's a sign. It's not the real thing. It's a sign. It's a sign of the of as is a sign of he says receive the sign of circumcision as a seal of the righteousness. In other words, God is saying circumcise so that I can prove to you, you know, this will remind you, this will tell you that I have already given you righteousness that he had. And that righteousness he had by faith while he was still uncircumcised. So the critical here, it's faith. Critical thing here, it's faith. So the purpose was to make him the father of all who are circumcised. Is that what the Bible is saying?
No.
But the purpose was to make him the father of all who believe without being circumcised. So what is the Bible saying? The Bible is saying that we today can exercise the same faith and we can receive the same results. So don't say, hey, you know, nah, I'm not a Jew. Hey, I am not blessed. Yeah. Hey, now, Gary, I am from a cursed nation. It does not matter whether you are from a blessed or a cursed nation. You know, the key is the same. It is faith. As long as you have faith, then you tap in into the blessing of God. Says this blessing is for those who are of faith, you know, so that the righteousness would be, it says, he received the sign of circumcision, the seal of the righteousness that he had by faith while he was still uncircumcised. The purpose was to make him the father of all. The purpose was to make him the father of all who believe without being circumcised, so that the righteousness would be counted to them as well. Are you with me?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, I read everything just to come to this, the next two verses, because they are important. Look at verse 12. And to make him the father of the circumcised, who are not merely circumcised, but who also walk in the footsteps of the faith that our father Abraham had before he was circumcised. He says here, this is not only about circumcision. This is about faith. Verse 13. You know, for the promise to Abraham. I'm telling you, you need to underline this because this is so powerful. You know, he says, for the promise to Abraham and his offspring that he would be heir of the world did not come through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. So in other words, you know, God, when he said to him that you will be heir, everybody will be heir of the world, it did not come because they were obeying the law. It came because of their righteousness through faith. They believed God. And because they believed God, God imputed upon them the righteousness. You know, that is of faith. Hallelujah. And so, when we talk about the faith of Abraham, that's exactly what we are talking about. And then from there, he talks, the Bible talks about, you know, Abraham, you know, how he believed God, that even when it was not possible, there was, he says, against hope, he believed. You know, when things were, when he looked at them and say, you know, this one will, it's not workable, but Abraham believed God. He believed God. Yeah. And so, church, what I'm saying, I'm saying here tonight that trusting God, believing in God, it's what taps or what opens the blessing of God, the gifts of God upon our lives. It's not because we have to work for it. It's just because we believe God. So when you believe God for healing, you say, God, I thank you for healing. I thank you that I am healed according to your word. I am healed. I'm walking in divine health. You know, when you confess that, you believe that, you know, then God heals your body. I believe that God heals in response to faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He does that. And so it does not matter a situation. When our faith is up, let me close by this. When you don't feel that you are in faith, is there anyone who has ever felt that he's not in faith? You know, that, you know what, it's a faith, I should lift up the shield of faith. You know, I don't feel it. I don't, you know, feel it. Is there anyone like that? Or is it only happening to me? Yeah, it happens, right? Whereby you feel that, hey, you know what, I am at the bottom, hey, They are not close by. And then Pastor Luisa says, they say, 1,000 churches in our 1,000. Why it's about 1,000? What's why it's about 1,000? Yeah, I meet on all. It's only 12. You know, 1,000. Why it's about? Oh, vitamin go go. I also fit to go 100. My rule like 1,000. I mean, why equal? What equal? What equal? Mona, you know, gaspula ni baring bar what equal baring? Eh? Eh? You know? Yeah. Do you understand what you say? And you feel like, I'm not sure if this is going to work. When you are in that situation, you just take the word of God and say, God, if it's about healing, you say, God, your promise says, by the stripes of Jesus, I am here. In your mind, you say, when you just take the word and say, according to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, by the stripes of Jesus, I am here. I believe that by the stripes of Jesus, I am here. You just say it. You hear yourself saying it. You say it. When there is no faith, say it. Say it. Say it. Say it. You know. And as you say it, what happened? You know, your heart is hearing faith. It's hearing the word of God. The faith that you need, it's in the word. The word is pregnant with the faith. So when you need faith, you just go to the word. The word itself is pregnant with with faith. So you just take that word, you speak that word, and as you speak that word, your heart, as you keep on hearing the word, your heart is receiving faith. And that faith, when it's in your heart, you now believe, you start to believe God, then God gives you what you are believing Him for. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We will continue next week from here. Amen. Praise God. Let's say this. Father God, I thank you for your word. Your word is pregnant with faith. As I receive your word, your word will bring faith. And I will use that faith. Just like Abraham believed God. When God told him, you are the father of many nations, he believed God until he was fully convinced. Then a breakthrough came. He believed God. It was counted to him as righteousness because he believed God. Because he, the word that God spoke, that says, come out of your country, out of your people, to a land that I will show you. I will bless you there. Abraham believed that way. And his faith made him to rise up, take his family, go to Canaan, the land that he never knew or he knew nothing about. All that he was working on is the word that God told him. Get out of your country to a place that I will show you. And because he believed God, it was counted to him as righteousness. And he was blessed in many ways. Father God, when I take your way, I receive your way. I meditate on your way. I embrace your way. When I do that, the word will bring the faith that I need for the situation. And that faith will bring a breakthrough in my life. Thank you, God, that it's happening. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
What happens is, when you're in the house, you know, you're enjoying the grace that is in the house. And when you serve God, you're doing it because you love God. I'm telling you that the blessings will always remain with you.
Let your light shine in the darkest parts. Let your love fill the world.
Wow, what a great message it was. Join me next time, even as we continue to hear what God is saying in our next podcast. Or you can also visit us in our website, www.cfcpolokwane.co.za. God richly bless you.